Hundreds of people rallied in Fairbanks yesterday to protest what they see as overreach by the federal government. The Fed Up with the Feds event was also a fundraiser for Jim Wilde, the central man arrested last fall following a conflict with rangers in the Yukon Charley River's National Preserve. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
71-year-old Jim Wilde is fast becoming a folk hero for Alaskans who see the National Park Service as a bully agency. The story of the crusty old hunter who resisted armed rangers' attempt to stop his boat for a safety check has fueled resentment that was very evident at the Fed Up rally.
This shotgun's made for cocking, and that's just what I'll do. Yes, Mr. Wilde, we're here to get compliance out of you.
The event was organized by the advocacy group Sportsmen for Fish and Wildlife. Group president and former state senator Ralph Seekins says the goal was to raise awareness of agencies like the Park Service overstepping their legal authority.
We're seeing more and more in Alaska, particularly, where we're a long ways away from the sight of anybody else, where there's federal government is intervening into areas of state sovereignty. And we just want to bring that to light to the people. We're not here to start a revolution, but we're here to start an information revolution, so to speak.
Topics ranging from wildlife and natural resource management to health care reform were covered by Fed Up rally speakers. State Wildlife Conservation Director Corey Rossi said the state's ability to manage fish and game is being hampered by new federal concepts.
Custodial management, natural diversity, biodiversity, and wilderness or wildlands policies are being used to usurp traditional population and harvest management on federal lands. While these concepts may be attractive to those who oppose consumptive use, they ring hollow for those who depend on consistency in Alaska's bounty to provide for their families.
Rossi said the federal policies inhibit tactics like predator control. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young also addressed the rally. Young has been an outspoken supporter of Jim Wilde and is critical of the Park Service for what he sees as illegal regulation of Alaska's sovereign waters. Young said he's part of an effort in Congress to rein in federal agencies.
EPA, NIMS, and very frankly, I am going after the Park Service.
Young said he's teamed with fellow representatives from other western states to cut agency budgets.
We have many congressmen. When we passed the continuing resolution of 2011 for the budget, that was the area it was cut the most. We whacked the bejesus out of them because people are upset because the overreach of the boat. There's no reason by anybody who works for an agency to think that this is their land. This does not belong to the agency. It belongs to the people.
Many who attended the rally were there to support Jim Wilde's legal battle with the Park Service. Wilde is awaiting ruling by a federal judge on misdemeanor charges stemming from his conflict with NPS rangers. Longtime Alaskan Diane Marshall wore a T-shirt with a creative interpretation of NPS.
Nazi police state. This was the T-shirt that they did in support of Jim Wilde. And I wanted today to bring it, and I got Lisa Murkowski and Don Young to sign it. I wanted to make sure that I really had their support, and I figured if they signed the shirt, they'd do that.
The Wilde case has drawn Alaskans into a long simmering battle between the state and federal government over jurisdiction of navigable waters in Alaska. States are granted the right to manage them, but courts have ruled federal agencies can regulate them where they pass through their lands. Wilde's attorney, Bill Satterberg, says his client's case is the first to specifically consider state management guarantees included in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act.
ANILCA creates a rather unique series of, a unique legislative framework that says that the state of Alaska has got much greater control over its lands and its waters than other states in the United States would have over theirs. And that's really the heart of the legal issue in the Wilde case, to be honest with you, is to sit down and figure out whether or not ANILCA controls.
A decision in the Wilde case is expected in mid-May. Satterberg says if Wilde loses on any counts, the case will be appealed to higher courts, a challenge of federal authority likely to be joined by the state of Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.